My God, what a week he's had. There's been the book by Bob Woodward, which seems to imply the White House is paralysed with paranoia and madness. And then there's the anonymous article in the New York Times, which says we're trying to do what's right even when Donald Trump won't. Well, here to make sense on another torrid week for the President of the United States is LBC's very own Washington correspondent, Simon Marks.
Thank you, Andrew. Torrid indeed. I mean, can you believe that it hasn't even been a week since that memorial service for John McCain took place at Washington's National Cathedral last Saturday? President Trump, of course, wasn't there in the middle of Meghan McCain's eulogy to her father. She hit out at the Trump administration and at the president personally by asserting that there's no need to go round saying that it's time to make America great again, because America has always been great. Well, in the middle of that eulogy by Meghan McCain, you'll remember Donald Trump decided to get into the motorcade at the White House and head off to play golf. So that's how he spent his Saturday and Sunday while the rest of the country was remembering the late Republican influential senator up on Capitol Hill. But since then, events have moved at an absolutely remarkable pace, even by the standards of this presidency. Beginning, of course, with the publication of excerpts from Bob Woodward's new book, Fear, in which he asserts that a large number of President Trump's top lieutenants have referred to him in demeaning terms, calling him an idiot and a variety of other phrases that are less welcome on a family radio program. Donald Trump insisted that the book was a fraud, that it's a con being perpetrated on the American public, but he's finding it quite tough to push back against it. And that's largely because Bob Woodward is such a revered journalistic figure here in the United States, one of the cub reporters at the Washington Post back in the 1970s, whose dogged work digging into the Watergate scandal would ultimately bring down Richard Nixon. It's also apparent, and Bob Woodward's book hasn't even hit the bookshelves yet, it does so next week, it's also apparent that he taped a large number of the interviews that he conducted, so he has audio and he has artifacts to point to, demonstrating that he can support his contention that behind the scenes of the White House there's been what he calls an administrative coup d'etat by figures within Donald Trump's administration trying to save the president from his worst excesses as far as his character is concerned, but much more seriously trying to derail some of the president's policies. And that was then only underscored by the publication of that anonymous editorial in the New York Times. An anonymous editorial in the New York Times that led to a whole raft of senior figures within the Trump administration insisting that they hadn't written it. Possibly one of them is lying because we still don't know the identity of the author. Donald Trump has been absolutely enraged by that article. His reaction to it inside the White House was described as volcanic. He has insisted that the New York Times must unmask the author and hand him over to the authorities. He raised that at a rally last night and again a few hours ago in a conversation with reporters on board Air Force One. You'll have to strain your ears to listen to this sound clip because the engines of the plane almost get the best of him. But here's what he had to say today on this issue of asking the Justice Department and the Attorney General Jeff Sessions to look into the New York Times and that anonymous editorial.
I think so because it's national security. Yeah, I would say Jeff should be investigating who the author of that piece was, because I really believe it's national security.
I really believe it's a national security issue, he told reporters there, saying that Jeff Sessions, the Attorney General, needs to dig in and find out who wrote it. Now, the problem with all of this is that, of course, there's no indication that any law was broken by the author of the piece or by the New York Times. So quite what the Justice Department is supposed to look into remains very unclear. President Trump, in a rally earlier today, did make a slightly more substantive point about this notion that there are people inside his government actively working against him. Take a listen.
Unelected deep state operatives who defy the voters to push their own secret agendas
are truly a threat to democracy itself.
And there is this issue of whether there is a democracy case to be made for President Trump in all of this. He was, after all, elected to implement his policies, and the senior Trump administration official, whoever he is, was unelected and yet claims to be derailing some of the things that President Trump wants to do. Meanwhile, a familiar voice re-entered the political scene earlier today. Former President Barack Obama. He's back. He's out there campaigning for Democratic Party candidates in America's midterm elections, which are coming up in early November. And the man who appears to have awakened from his own political slumber here in the United States says that he can sense a great awakening among Democrats who are asking, what on earth has happened to the Republican Party? How can the country put up with what he referred to as the crazy stuff going on in the White House? He called for a restoration of honesty and decency.
We are Americans. We're supposed to stand up to bullies. Not follow them. We're supposed to stand up to discrimination. And we're sure as heck supposed to stand up clearly and unequivocally to Nazi sympathizers. How hard can that be, saying that Nazis are bad?
Barack Obama speaking in Chicago. We are going to be hearing a good deal more from him between now and early November as he hits the campaign trail to support Democratic Party candidates. His speech, though, got the thumbs down from President Trump. He told the audience that he was rallying earlier today, that he fell asleep during it, Andrew.
Well, that's Donald Trump. Simon Marks, LBC's Washington correspondent, on a remarkable week for a remarkable president of the United States. Simon, thanks for that.